This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Yuritsi Munoz Campos. First name is Yuritsi, Y-U-R-I-T-Z-I, middle name is Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z, last name Campos, C-A-M-P-O-S, Campos, Yuritsi Munoz Campos. Date of birth, 9-11-2008. This letter is being written to Dr. Parsanna Krishnam Shetty. First name Parsanna, P-A-R-S-A-N-N-A, last name Krishnam Shetty, K-R-I-S-H-N-A-M, S-H-E-T-T-Y. Address, 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 435, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-258-4244. Fax number 408-258-3338. Dear Dr. Krishnam Shetty, thank you for asking me to see this 16-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. She came, Yuritsi has been having problem with food allergies and eczema, and as a matter of fact, she has seen Dr. Ted Chu, first name Ted, T-E-D, last name Chu, C-H-U, and at that time, she did have some abnormal results, and family is certainly considered about seriously concerned about food allergies. Period. There is history of minor rhinitis manifested by stuffy nose and sneezing, mostly during spring and summer. Period. There is no history of any asthma. Period. Yuritsi has significant eczema lesions manifested by dry skin and itchy legs, thighs, arms, and knees and elbows. Period. Face period. She has been taking some medications and some Atarax with some benefit. Period. Her sleep is somewhat disturbed because of itching. Period. Her eczema has had eczema since she was very little, and over years eczema is waxing and waning, and her family wants to take care of this problem. Period. There is history of minor food reactions. Number one, egg white rashes after 15 minutes. No history of anaphylaxis or any emergency room visit. Number two, cow milk results in itchy skin and some rashes within 20 minutes. Period. Again, no emergency room visit or any medications are needed. Period. There is nothing to suggest anaphylaxis. Number three, peanuts causing itchy skin and some rashes. Period. No history of any emergency room visit or anaphylaxis. Period. Number four, wheat resulting in itchy bumps. Period. No history of emergency room visit and anaphylaxis. Period. Wheat seems to cause worse reaction than other foods. Period. However, she's never experienced any anaphylaxis. Period. She's avoiding these foods, but at times she does eat these foods, and there is some pruritus, which is appropriately managed with the use of Benadryl and some other medications. Period. On examination, revealed a very pleasant 16-year-old. Who demonstrated dry pruritic thickened skin lesions with some excoriations. Period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. New paragraph. She was prescribed Kenalog 0.1 twice daily, along with Atarax 25 milligram twice daily, and she is much improved, period. Her lab results are as follows. Number one, total eosinophil count 623, which is mildly elevated, possibly suggests allergic disorder. Her workup for celiac disease includes IgA and immunoglobulin, and they are, and that's normal. Number three, her differential allergy test, in vitro testing to milk and eggs reveal minor elevation of elevation of IgE to casein and oval albumin, indicating minor allergy to milk and eggs, period. She also demonstrated some positive results to many other foods, including wheat and peanuts, but clinically, period. Her largest allergy in vitro testing results are consistent with, number one, significant allergies to rabbit and dogs and cats, period. Unfortunately, family has a rabbit and a dog, and I believe that may be resulting in significant pruritus and eczema lesions, period. Clinically, I don't believe her foods have much to do with the skin problem. Foods have much to do with the eczema, period. New paragraph, skin testing revealed very minor reaction to peanut and a moderate reaction to cats and dogs, thus confirming our testing, to in vitro results, period. My final diagnosis, number one, moderate atopic dermatitis. Number two, minor food allergies without any anaphylaxis. Number three, dry skin. Number four, minor allergic rhinitis. Number five, significant allergy to rabbits, cats, and dogs, period. My recommendations are as follows. Number one, avoid any obvious foods causing significant reactions. Number two, at this point in time, no reason to carry EpiPen. Number three, Benadryl, 25 milligram PRN for any allergic reaction. Number four, if there is a generalized reaction, then family should call 911 or go to any emergency room. Number six, Kenalog 0.1 twice daily if needed for any exacerbation of eczema. Number seven, Atarax 25 milligram up to twice daily for allergies if needed. Number eight, Flonase 2 puffs once daily as needed for allergies. Number seven, it'll be certainly animals should not be allowed inside the home and not be sleeping on the same bed, period. Eventually, she may be a candidate for immunotherapy if her pollen allergies are causing significant problem, period. Overall, with careful avoidance and general precautions, she should do quite well, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Eurytc Campos.